Central components of the new law address the eligibility of high-level felony drug dealers and non-compliant sex offenders, which were contained in bills that passed the House last session with overwhelming bipartisan support. Senator Mike Regan talked about another provision of the measure he sponsored.
The bill places reasonable controls on how and where EBT cards can be used, no matter where you're from. Taxpayer-funded benefits should be spent in grocery stores and not in strip clubs or casinos.
The new law also requires the Department of Human Services and the Office of Inspector General to work together for the purpose of detecting and rooting out benefit fraud. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.